live Camogie match commentary in association with Duane's Daybreak, Food Store Kiltulla Athenry. Shop local at Duane's Kiltulla for all your grocery and hardware needs.
And we're going straight over to join Tommy Devan and Amanda Hobbins in Cusick Park in Ennis, Clare playing Galway. Tommy.
Yeah, thanks very much, Doc. You're very welcome here to Cusick Park in Ennis. The ball is in, the game is on. The referee, Barry Nee from Westmeath, Galway playing from right to left in this first half as the ball is gathered there by Clare. Orla Duggan from Clooney Quinn going forward, but it's picked up by Galway's Ornia Kane. The rain is pelting down here in Cusick Park in Ennis, and it has beyond morning as well, such as the ferocity as now Sabrina Rabbit goes forward for Galway. Shot from outside the 45 metre line is high into the goal on her left hand side, gone over the bar. Galway hit for the first score. What a score there by Sabrina Rabbit as the rain, Imelda Hobbins, drives down here in Cusick Park. Good start for Galway.
Yeah, and in fairness, we're just talking here, Tommy, before the game, how dark it's gotten here in Cusick Park, so it's easy knowing that char was coming. What a great score there by Sabrina Rabbit, and what a great start for Galway.
Going back to get it for Galway this time now is a centre half back Emma Hellebert. Galway 1 point, Clare no score. In the early stages, we played just over a minute of action here. The referee spotted a free in the middle of the field, and it'll be an opportunity for Clare, who overcame down in their opening game. It really is that kind of a day, slip slide stuff here in the Glendiblix Camogie Senior Championship. The referee is from Westmeath. Barry Nee decides that he's going to throw this one in. Sabina Rabbit, the opening score for Galway. Lorna McNamara from Fecal Kinanina with the equaliser as the ball is popped out there by Sabina Rabbit. Thrown, says the referee, and that's going to be a free out to Clare back in their own half. Interesting to see that Sarah Derver, named at number 7, has gone in around corner back there for the throw-in.
Yeah, and Sarah seems to be watching some player in there, and I think she's wherever that player is going, Sarah's going to be following her.
Ball battle for possession. Orla Duggan trying to get onto it for Clare. Really is scrappy stuff in the early stages here. Just gone past 3 minutes. Going forward is Aoife Donoghue. Advantage being played. The referee says play on. Galway want to use it. Into McPeak. Back to Donoghue in the middle of the field, but it's like a bar of soap. Ball drops. McPeak is onto it again like a shot. Sends a lovely ball in. First time in towards Eilish O'Reilly now. The Galway full forward. Stepping inside the Clare defence. Rachel Hanafy has popped forward if she wants to lose her. The referee said too many steps, and that's going to be a free out for the home side here, defending the goal down to her left hand side. That Galway team then that starts today in goal, Fiona Ryan, full back line of captain Sean Ahidi, Roisin Black and Dervla Higgins, the half back line of Anya Kane, Emma Hellebert and Sarah Dervin. Midfield is the partnership of Aoife Donoghue and Rachel Hanafy, the half forward line of Sabina Rabbit, Carrie Dolan and Niamh Hanafy, and a full forward line of Siobhan McGrath, Eilish O'Reilly and Niamh McPeak. We'll go through the Clare team in a couple of moments, but it's Galway in possession through Carrie Dolan. Sends a lovely ball in to Sarsfield, Siobhan McGrath in a battle for possession. Both players slide, go to ground, but it's the Banner defence that come away with it. The ball given to Caoimhe Carmody from Kilmaley out towards the centre back Clare Eyre, the young captain, and delivery down to our right hand side. Back there is Niamh Hanafy, who overruns that, and here goes Niamh O'Dea going forward. Ball slips away from her, and in the end Galway put bodies in there. Dervla Higgins in there for Galway, trying to get it. Sides level at 1 point apiece after 5 minutes of action here in Clare, as Dervla Higgins gets the ball away out towards Aoife Donoghue in the middle of field on a solo run now. Goes past her marker, needs support, flicks it over her head. The referee's going to give a free to Galway. Helter Skelter, opening couple of 5 minutes. Sides deadlocked at 5 apiece and on the 65 metre line. Galway's centre forward from Clare and Bridge, Carrie Dolan, is going to get the opportunity to have a shot. Robbie Land is in there with a towel as well, so plenty of work being done by Aoife Donoghue early on, Imelda.
Yeah, and apparently she took a hard tackle there going forward. It's good to see Aoife on form today. She tried very hard indeed in the opening round of the championship against Cork, and you know, it's good to see. We need Aoife playing well there in the middle of the field.
So the rain continues to pour down here. Don't forget we have live commentary as well from Pearce Stadium at 7:30. Galway versus Cork in the TG Carroll Ireland Senior Football Championship. Darren Kelly, Eimear Flaherty are there for us. As Carrie Dolan stands over this one, drives it towards the post. It's a good strike on that on a wet day. It's gone high and up and over the bar. Great strike. Wonderful free by Carrie Dolan. no mistake, Imelda.
Yeah, in fairness, very rarely it's a down with a free take, and great start there for Kerry on her frees. We just noticed as well, I suppose, Tammy, there are a couple of balls that have gone in there to our forwards. There's a lot of slipping and sliding going on, so just to note there, the pitch is going to be very greasy this afternoon.
Ball in the middle of the field. Aoife Dunno tries to get a boot onto it. Referee says play on. As that ball is drilled up, taken out there by Áirne Cain. Unusual to see her with the number 5 jersey, but she played at that wing back position the last day against Cork, but was wearing 12 on that occasion.
Yeah, in fairness, I think Áirne can play in any position. You know, it's a great sign, I suppose, of a player. You can play her in forwards or in backs.
The free is declared between their own 65 and 45 metre line. Galway lead here in the early stages, 2-1. 7 minutes gone in the first half. Cathal Murray down in front of us, wearing a big jacket, despite the temperatures being up around 20 degrees. But it's those thunderstorms and rain that really have put their mark on today's game here. 26 degrees 2 weeks ago in Kennypark and Athenry for the Cork game. Sabina Rabbit takes a touch on that there, tries to get onto it. Aoife Dunno in there for Galway as well. And picked up by Sabina Rabbit. Pop pass towards Dunno. Dunno has support inside. Referee not given any advantage or free. The ball in towards Siobhan McGrath and Rachel Hanafy, trying to push it forward in front of her. Ailish O'Reilly in there as well, and 5 or 6 clear defenders. 7.5 minutes gone. It's Galway with 2, clear 1. And rain getting heavier, a phantom here in Cusick Park and Innes. The floods very much to be seen on the way in here to a car park down to the right hand side. Gives an idea how much rain had fallen here earlier in the day, as Clare come out with it over the far side of the field to their corner back, sending it forward up to the centre half forward channel. Slips out of the hand of the Clare defender. 2 Galway players here, and that pass is hit astray by Emma Hellebert. Referee has spotted something, a throw ball, and Galway get the benefit of the doubt, and a free in the middle of the park that Kerry Dolan will probably want to take again. Has to be said, I suppose, to describe the elements here, it's very dark, Imelda, in Cusick Park. The rain is sheeting down, and right now, if you look across at the sky from a distance, doesn't look like it's going anywhere time soon.
Yeah, and in fairness as well, you can see there that the girls are getting it hard to catch the ball, and I suppose we've had so much dry weather this stage, they're not used to playing with the wet slither either.
So,
towels, as we said already.
The towel required again, and it will be for Manny's occasion here. Dervla Higgins decides she wants to get a wipe at the towel as well. It's Galway with 2 points, Clare 1 point. 9 minutes gone in the first half on our stopwatch. As Kerry Dolan strikes this one, strikes it high, it's dropping in around the house again. Flick back down, it comes nearly to Sabina Rabbit, gets a touch on it, but it's taken on the goal line back there by the Clare goalkeeper, Doreen Murphy from Clare Castle, and away to safety on the far side of the field. Just for a moment there, Sabina Rabbit looked like she could have had a goal chance.
Yeah, in fairness, I think Sabrina was caught by surprise, wasn't expecting it to fall short, and you know, I suppose the best thing to do there was if she had pulled on it.
Clare managed to get that ball out towards the 45 metre line, working the pass through the hands, being put under pressure, referee giving advantage, they'll probably go back for it as well, and Clare get the free back inside their own 65 metre line that Claire Heher from Aina Kilnamona will go out and take for her side. We'll check up with the Down score as well. Of course, they were playing Cork today, Cork's second game against Down in this Glendimplex All-Ireland Camogie Championship. Galway's last game will be against Down in 2 weeks' time. Galway will be on their travels for that one as well. But Claire having defeated Down already, so we'll get a result on that in a couple of moments. We stay with the play here as the ball is flicked inside the Galway defence. Dervla Higgins coming out with it, looking for support. The support comes this side from the captain and cornerback Shauna Healy, working through the lines. In it goes to Niamh Hanafy now on a solo run through the heart of the Clare defence, going to go for a score from out the feed. She'd love to score in this game, and she does. Niamh Hanafy with the score for Galway, 3-1. The score coming in the 10th minute of the first half. Niamh Hanafy sends that one sailing between the posts. Good work, good score.
Great score, great burst of speed there by Shauna Healy coming down the field, spotting Niamh Hanafy, lay it off to her, and Niamh Hanafy making no mistake.
Ball breaks in front of the stand down in front of us here. Cork winning that Camogie game, 3-19-1-10 today. The referee's going to call over the Galway player as well for that tackle. High tackle by Emma Hellebert. So an easy win for Cork against Down. That's it to be expected. Galway play Down in their last game in 2 weeks' time, and they're on their travels, as I said earlier. But the referee, Barry Nee, now is talking to Emma Hellebert, who gets a yellow card for that tackle. So she'll have to be careful from here on in now that she doesn't give away another yellow card.
Yeah, it is early in the game to picking up the yellow cards, or Aoife or Emma Hellebert will have to watch herself. And just when you mention, I suppose, Cork's score there, it's, you know, we've seen against Galway they seem to be difficult finding the goals and finding the scores. And I know that they were upset, I suppose, after the game with their scoring, but definitely going by that scoreline, they have improved their shooting, Tommy.
At this stage as well, we send our deepest sympathies to the family of the late Mikey Healy from Lakeview in Mylaw, and certainly a family that have been following GAA and numerous other events over the years, and on the loss of Mikey Healy. Yes, Jay Gorow and Anna Moussel. The play is down in the Galway 40 metre line here, in a dangerous position for Clare. If they can get inside, Galway looking for possession to come out, and it comes out this side to Aoife Donoghue, who's been very busy in the early stages, very much involved in the Galway play. Ball breaks down in front of us here, close to the sideline. Again, it's Emma Hellebert been chasing Niamh O'Dea, still going forward, going to go for a score. Niamh O'Dea, a good score if it goes over. It's going to drop in around the house. The goalkeeper, Fiona Ryan, needs to be alert. She is alert and spins it off over on the far side towards Carrie Dolan. Danger there for a moment for Galway, as we welcome the Abenochmaw under 12 hurlers as well, fresh from their county final success in the replay yesterday evening against Barwick Pearses, and they're here today to enjoy this game between Galway and Clare. 3 points for Galway, Clare 1 point. 13 minutes gone in the first half. Low scoring so far. Clare might have something to say about that right now as they pick up the ball to Caoimhe Carmody. Back out the field as they're cycled out there, and the shot will come in from Lorna McNamara. Lorna McNamara high, and Lorna McNamara up and over the bar. 3 points to two. Two for Lorna McNamara, two for Clare, and Glow is still lead by a point. Good score by Lorna McNamara.
Yeah, and in fairness, we can see Clare really coming into this game. Niamh O'Dea there at their centre forward position is creating danger. She's running through with the ball, but that was a great score there by Lorna McNamara for Clare.
Fiona Ryan, the Galway goalkeeper, looking to find a Galway player with this puck out. Goes to the far side, the terrorist stand side on the far side. The hands go up for this mix by Galway, and Clare pick it up. Coming out of it is a foul there on Caoimhe Carmody. I know it's Aoife Donoghue busy for Galway, but also Caoimhe Carmody has been very busy, the Kilmealy girl for Clare.
Yeah, a lot of ground cover there by Caoimhe Carmody as well in the middle of the field.
Freed in for the home side on the far side of the field. Clare trailing by that 1 point, 3 points to two as we reach nearly the midway point of the first half here. The rain settled down a little bit. Ball breaks here for Oler Duggan. Chance here for Clare. They might fancy a goal from here. The ball is pulled on. Touchdown by a Galway player. The referee going to call it back, however. A lot of advantage being played to both sides by the referee, Barry Nee, in this game. So it's not flowing like it should be, even though the conditions are difficult to Melda. But, you know, he's constantly given the advantage, so play is always going to stop.
Yeah, and I suppose, in fairness, you know, like a day like this as well, you know, with the pitch being greasy and the wet ball, like we've said, it's going to take this game a while to get going.
Clare player being attended to, but the referee is going to give a free in to Clare and a chance to equalise it. It's just 15 minutes gone in the first half here. 14 and a half exactly on the clock down to our left hand side. So 3 points to go away, 2 points to Clare, but Clare with the opportunity to level it up. Through corner forward, Lorna McNamara from Fecal Kilanina. Already scored two of her side's scores, both of them. Should make this one, you'd imagine. Makes no mistake whatsoever. Puts it over the bar. That's two from freeze, one from play, and 3 points for the busy corner forward. Go with three, Clare three. And the puck out to come from Fiona Ryan. Plenty of movement around the park. Galway playing with Siobhan McGrath on her own inside the 45 metre line, but it's to get the ball in there. Little pop pass back. Clare called for a dodgy hand pass there, but the referee says play on as Emma Hellebert gets the strike inside, left handed. In it goes towards the full forward line, but picked up in there by the Clare defence, who are buoyed on by their home support here. You can hear them here in the background. Lots of underage teams here from the Banner supporting this Clare team. as the hand pass comes this side towards Chloe Morley. Carl Murray asking for steps there, but it's picked up instead by Orla Duggan. Duggan tries to get it away. Niamh Hanafy steps in for Galway and sends a ball in towards Siobhan McGrath, but it was a full back's ball all day long. McClare can come away with it. And Morley, Chloe Morley then has loads of time to find a player free in the middle of the field. Sabina Rabbit puts in the tackle. Aoife Dunhu gets in the block. Clare player goes to ground. The referee says play on. It is that type of an evening here where it's really is like a bar of soap to slither out there. Both sides trying desperately to get their hands on it. Aoife Dunhu might get it on it for Galway. Niamh McPeak is the one that comes in. Carrie Dolan goes forward and she gets a foul right down in front of us. Sold the dummy. The Clare player can't be faulted at that because it is really slippy underfoot conditions, as we've alluded to many a time in this. The free will be in the middle of the field, about 3 metres in from the sideline, right down in front of our commentary position here, and it'll be taken by Kerry Dolan, whose last long range free dropped in around the Clare house but was dealt with by the Clare defence. Carl Murray having a word with Kerry Dolan. Robbie Land, probably one of the busiest Mayor foreigners at the moment, getting the towel out every time to try and dry this slither and dry the hurl of the free taker. Score with 3 points, Clare 3 points, as that free is taken short in towards Ailish O'Reilly. Carrie Dolan coming as if she wants to return hand pass. She does get it. She's going to go for a score from a difficult angle, but that to me looks always left, and that's the first wide of the game, I make it, and it's come to Galway. Difficult angle. See the idea what she was trying to do, Imelda, but just didn't come off.
Yeah, it was a great move in fairness, Tammy. You know, you could see the plan was to hit it into Ailish. Ailish come flying out, I suppose, off the corner in fairness. Great control by Ailish, but I suppose in fairness to Kerry, her angle was very tight by the time she controlled the ball and just didn't go her way.
Clara have given the ball away to Niamh McPeak, who sends a ball now in over the top towards Ailish O'Reilly, who goes, takes on her marker, gets the possession, trying to go forward. Referee keeping an eye on the steps. Back it goes to Niamh McPeak, and Niamh McPeak high, and Niamh McPeak restores the lead for Galway at 4 points to 3. Good work initially by Ailish O'Reilly to win a ball probably that she had no right to win in there, but Niamh McPeak just showing why Carl Murray and the backroom team have faith in her to start her today.
Yeah, and in fairness again, Ailish O'Reilly, you know, great vision there, spotting Niamh McPeak, and that's the one thing I suppose we have to say about the Galway attack today. They're looking for each other, they're looking for the support player, and it's paying off because the scores are coming for them.
Ball close to the sideline on the far side of the field, kept in there brilliantly by the centre half forward Niamh O'Dea. Now Clare have possession through Orla Duggan. It's time to get it out the field here, but it slips out of the Clare player's hand, but she does well to get back onto it. Galway now put under pressure here. Lovely ball sent into the full forward line here now. Race for possession between Roisin Black and the Clare full forward Ornie O'Loughlin, close to the in line. Sarah Durbin trying to get a touch in it there as well, but it's the Lorna McNamara who has got it for Clare. Scorer of Clare's 3 points so far in this game, doing very well to stand up the Galway defender, and in the end win of 45. Brilliant work by the Clare corner forward, but also good work by Galway defence as well, just, you know, to stop that attack.
Yeah, absolutely, and in fairness the full back line have been closing down the Clare attack, and that's one thing I suppose, Tammy, we have noticed about Clare. They really are pushing in, you know, making attack, they're making life difficult there indeed for the Galway full back line.
But it has to be said, I mean, you know, just looking out at the conditions there, it's absolutely anything but perfect for Camogie. Like, the rain is lighting off a small bit, but you can just see both teams struggling to, I suppose, hold the hurl initially, to catch the ball at all, and then to get a good strike on the slither.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a day where you can see mistakes being made, and I suppose a simple goal coming either way here as well.
Well, it's 45 for Clare, and a chance for Lorna McNamara to level it up here in Cusick Park. As she eyes up the target, lifts and strikes it towards the post. It's looks like it's tailing out to the left hand side. It's the first wide for Clare. Galway with a wide, and Galway leading by 4 points to 3. What is a very busy weekend for Galway GAA. Galway versus Cork in the TG Carr All-Ireland Senior Championship coming up. Live commentary from Darren Kelly and Emma Flaherty at 7:30, as the referee says too much taken out of it by Shauna Healy, and McNamara will have the opportunity over there. And of course tomorrow in Park, Sean McDermott and Carrigan Shannon, Galway versus Armagh in the final round of the qualifiers. So plenty to Galway supporters to follow this weekend. Matches every side.
Absolutely. And in the thunder and lightning and all the conditions that come with it.
Yeah, well, we won't tempt fate here. We have heavy rain, but the thunder and lightning hopefully stay away. Is that freeze taken quickly back the way by Clare? Lorna McNamara didn't fancy it. She got it out as far as Zian Spillane, who drops it in around the house, taken brilliantly by Anya McLaughlin, the full forward, and Anya O'Loughlin sends it over. That's good work by Clare, catching Galway out there. And the full forward, who's a big, tall, athletic girl at the full forward position, gets that at 21 minutes gone. Clare level, Galway 4, Clare 4.
And fairness to Clare, you'd have to give it. That's probably the score of the day so far, Tammy. A great score there by Anya McLaughlin.
Ball breaks in the middle of the field. Niamh Hanafy in there, probably as a third midfielder in there, trying to get onto it. So too is Aoife Donoghue. Gervla Higgins, ball into a scrummage type situation again. Carrie Dolan close to the sideline. Two Clare players. Referee says there's a foul there, which is kind of harsh on the Clare team. You know, when it's very hard to see any foul there because both sides going, you know, full-hearted for the ball.
In fairness, I suppose, again, the ball is being held up and it's just not getting out of the scrum as quickly as we would like.
Emma Hellebert drives it long in the direction of Ailish O'Reilly. In over the top. That's Clare now. Defensively have been sound so far in this first half. Lovely ball out as far as Chloe Morey. Morey fakes the hand pass, but again the referee says takes too many steps, and I suppose you could describe it finicky, but he's probably the same for both teams, hand passing, over carrying, and the use of the advantage rule as well seems to be Barry Knees, you know, forte so far in this game.
Yeah, in fairness to him, I suppose he really is keeping up with the game, and like you said, Tommy, he is pulling for all the technical things that's happening out there, and that's going to be hard on the girls because, you know, I suppose when the game has been stopped start, it's hard to get into the game. But just noticing there as well, and
yeah, 55 metres out, halfway between the 45 and 65 maybe for Carrie Dolan, with the sides deadlocked at 4 points apiece. So she's already got one early in the game. Going to strike this one towards the post. Is that got enough to curl in? I don't think so. Skips off the hurl. Skids off the hurl, more like it. And out to the left-hand side and wide. And so it remains 4 points apiece. Galway 4, Clare 4 in this low-scoring Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Camogie Championship. Both sides looking for a win here. Both sides with a win each. As the ball breaks towards Rachel Hanafy. Lovely pass off towards Niamh McPeak. Too much on it, however. And again, Clare doing enough to put the pressure on. 24 minutes gone, 6 to go to the break. 4 points apiece. No doubting the home crowd are in fine voice here as well down in front of us. They'll have no voices on Monday, I'd imagine. Never mind tomorrow. Chloe Morey from 6 Mile Bridge takes this strike for Clare. Close to sideline, comes off a Galway, comes off a Galway stick. Linesman right on top of the situation down there, and Clare get the sideline ball. So they're taken down towards 5.5 minutes of normal time to go. We just had the 8 scores, 4 scores apiece. Ball skims along the greasy surface. Clare pick it up. Galway trying to get in onto it. Good work back there by Niamh Hanafy. Having a good game for Galway today. Goes on a solo run, needs to deliver now. Delivers it into Siobhan McGrath. Siobhan McGrath goes down over it, no foul, but she manages to get it and drive forward. Good work. Gets it into Sabina Rabbit. Sabina pulled and dragged. The referee says play on. Niamh McPeak now with a chance to give Galway the lead again, and the advantage used by Galway. Niamh McPeak gets her second point, and it's back to back scores for her. Good work by Siobhan McGrath. Good work too by the other Galway players in that build up. And 5 minutes to go to the break. Galway go a pint up, 5 points to 4. Puck out taken quickly by the home side. Darkness begins to fall on Cusick Park and Innes again here. Ball close to the sideline, gone out over the sideline on the far side of the field. And it'll be a sideline ball to Galway this time. Galway just, you know, they're leaving Ailish O'Reilly and Siobhan McGrath there. But I suppose on a day like today, Imelda, the ball going in, even if it is quality ball, it's just skimming off the surface. It's very hard for two forwards inside, you know, to get that first touch and gather primary possession.
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, we did think, I suppose, that Ailish O'Reilly was pushed on the back there, but I think it's more that she just came out and lost her footing. So it's very, very hard, and I suppose it really is important today to get the ball into those girls, accurate pass it into their hand.
Clare on the attack again here now as Gervla Higgins picks it up for Galway, tries to get past two Clare defenders. The referee again says there was thrown. You know, you have to feel for both sides. We're not signalling out any particular Clare or Galway here. It's happening on both sides. And to me, the last Clare one and this Galway one were both legitimate hand passes. But, and especially on a day like today, you know, it's so hard to get that pass away.
Yeah, and again, I suppose it's not a clear, definite hand pass. He is pulling for it, and you know, I know Derby was getting frustrated there. So we know she hand passed it, but it's just the rule it is. It has to be a definite hand pass.
So an opportunity for Lorna McNamara, who's already got three, to try and level it up here. Strikes it in. It looks good from here. That's a good strike. Jim, very good free taker, Lorna McMahon. And she sends that between the uprights again. 4 points for her. Galway 5, Clare 5. And the clock telling us 3 minutes to go to half time of normal time. Puck out to come from the Galway goalkeeper, Fiona Ryan. She goes towards the sideline on the far side of the field. Carrie Dolan puts up the hand. Doesn't manage to get it at the first time of asking. As the Cumann and Munskull teams get ready as well down in front of us here to strut their stuff at half time. But right now, who can get the lead score before the break? It's clear that look more likely now. They're on the attack, but Gervla Higgins back in there for Galway, trying to get onto it. She's plenty of clear company, does well to try and work her way out. Gets the pass away towards Niamh Hanafy. You've seen a lot of the ball alongside Aoife Donoghue in the first half here. Skips inside, little hand pass to Gervla Higgins. Gervla Higgins this time gets away with a hand pass, and the ball is delivered long in the direction of Ailish O'Reilly. They go with full forward, trying to take on the clear defence. Steps back inside, gives a lovely ball inside towards Aoife Donoghue, who was shielded brilliantly there. Aoife Donoghue, that's a high tackle. The referee's going to give a free into Galway on the 21-metre line. Good combination work there by Ailish O'Reilly and Siobhan McGrath going forward, or Aoife Donoghue going forward. But Clare defender with the high tackle. The referee gives a free on the 21-metre line. So Galway, you know, begin to get a little bit more ball inside, and I suppose coming up to half time, the most important thing is that Galway try and go in, you know, at least level in this game, if not go ahead.
Yeah, that was a great pass in by Dervla Higgins. You know, great burst out there by Dervla, spotted Ailish, and Ailish then on to Aoife. You know, just because talking about Aoife, she's trying really hard out here. We haven't heard her name mentioned that much in fairness, but she is trying really hard, and I suppose she's, like I said, she's a girl that we just need to get into this game around the middle of the park there.
Niamh Hanafy with a score also today for Galway from the number 9 arm, from the number 12 position, but playing out around the middle of the field. So four of Galway's six forwards have scored, as Sabine Rabbit thought about going for a sharp pass there, as this should be a point, you'd imagine, as it struck high up and over the bar. Is it? It is, in the end it goes up and over the bar. It's that fading light here that makes it a little bit difficult as well. I'd say some people thought that had gone out to the right and wide. A minute to go to half time as Carrie Dolan gets her second point of the contest and leaves Galway with 6 points to 5 ahead. 1 minute of added time to be played here as Clare go forward now. Referee going to call it back again, and again it's a free, and I'm not sure who he's calling back. Is it Rachel Hanafy? He's calling back Rachel Hanafy for a pullback there. Clare will get an opportunity in the middle of the field to Rachel Hanafy, who might see the rat of a card here from the referee as well. Two Galway players booked in the first half, Rachel Hanafy and Emma Hellebert. So the free is between the 65 and 45 for Lorna McMahon, the score of 4 points for Clare in this first half. And we're now in that added on 60 seconds here in the early stages, as Lorna McNamara, from Fecal Kinnamnina has an opportunity to get her fifth point and Clare's sixth. The other point coming from full forward Anya Loughlin earlier in this half, as she strikes it in towards the post. That goes right over the black spot. No mistake whatsoever. Sides are level at 6 points apiece, and 5 points for the ever dangerous Lorna McMahon from Place Balls in there as well. as a referee. Will he allow one more play in this? We're in the final 25 seconds as that puck out is taken short towards Sarah Durbin, back making a start in 15 here today. Is she going to drive this ball long? Decides to go, takes a heavy slap there, unintentionally I'd say, by the Clare player. She just skipped by her, as the referee will call over Arne O'Loughlin. But Sarah Durbin picking up that hand injury late in this first half, but hopefully she'll be okay. McGaugh will have a free on their own 45 metre line, but we're now gone past the added on minute, so it's at the discretion of the referee Barry Nee from Westmeath where and how long. It is a yellow card for Arne O'Loughlin. The referee may just well call it a halt here now, going in to check on the no intent whatsoever in that tackle. Just a kind of a, I suppose what happened in the middle was she slipped by her rather quickly. She sold the dummy at the last minute, the Clare player just going straight into the tackle.
Yeah, but in fairness, I think, Tommy, you know, it was a hard slap. I could nearly feel it from here.
You wouldn't like to be getting it yourself in your day.
I wouldn't like to be getting it now, in fairness. But Sarah is up there now. And
the free now is going to be taken by Emma Hellebert. How much time will the referee play on in towards Aoife Donoghue? Is there one last chance for Galway before half time? Sides deadlocked at 6 points apiece. In it goes towards Ailish O'Reilly. Not one but two Clare defenders back there. The referee says enough is enough. We have reached half time here in Cusick Park in Ennis, as the sides will go in at the break. Nothing to separate them here in this Glendimplex or Ireland Senior Camogie Championship tie. It's Galway 6, Clare 6, and the rain has eased off a little as teams go in, but you know, you'd be hoping that we get a little bit of break in the weather for the second half, because the conditions are tough out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and I suppose we just have to say as well that Clare are throwing absolutely everything to Galway, and Galway are not going to get their own way down here. You know, Galway probably would imagine would be coming down here and coming away with the win, Tommy, but so far we can see Clare is absolutely throwing everything at them and really making Galway work hard for this. Conditions are not helping for sure. Ailish O'Reilly, I suppose, has spent most of her time on the ground every time she comes out, and I suppose she is probably getting a little nudge as well from her player, but it is very slip sly. And it is difficult out here for Galway today.
Well, that's the way I have it, Doc. It's level here at half-time in Cusick Park in Innes. We've another 30-plus minutes to come as the referee is having a few words with some of the mentors from Clare on the way off out there. But it's a half-time here, Doc, in Cusick Park in Innes. Nothing separating the sides. Big 30 minutes to come later on. Half-time, Doc, here. Galway 6 points. Clare 6 points.
Thanks very much, Toby Devan and Imelda Hobbins down in Cusick Park in Innes. We'll rejoin them for the second half very shortly.
Live Camogie match commentary in association with Duane's Daybreak, Food Store Kiltala Offenry. Shop local at Duane's Kiltala for all your grocery and hardware needs.
What a 3 minutes we have. Galway, we've got a goal and a point in the opening 3 minutes. Clare responded with a point. The goal coming from Siobhan McGrath 2 minutes into the second half. Wonderful work in the full back line initially by Sarah Durbin, and the ball will transfer it up the field, and Siobhan McGrath showed a clean pair of heels to the Clare defence to put Galway now 1-7-7 ahead after Aoife Donoghue had an early point inside 60 seconds of the second half. Lovely cross-free ball here towards Aoife Donoghue from the wing full forward, Aoife Donoghue, but in the end Clare put the pressure on and get the ball clearance half blocked down. It's 1-7 for Galway, 7 points for Clare. 4 minutes gone in the second half. Clare responding well to Galway's opening goal and a point as the ball now comes out to the centre half back channel for Clare. This game has opened up. We've had a couple of flashes of lightning as well in the last few minutes, but it's that goal that's lightened up this game, I think, here more than anything else, as Clare go on the attack now looking for another score. Ball stepped inside here as the player that fires it in and puts it up and over the bar. Orla Duggan with the point, back to a 2 point ball game. 1-7-8 points. Imelda, a blistering start to the second half.
Yeah, great goal there by Siobhan McGrath. Like you mentioned, we came the whole way from the Galway full back line, worked right down the field and finished very strongly by Siobhan McGrath. But I suppose since that, Clare have really put the pressure on here again, and a great point there from Orla Duggan.
1-7-8 points. If you're just joining us here at the start of the second half, with 5 minutes gone, ball over on the far side of the field out towards Ailish O'Reilly, 40 metres out from goal. Thought about having a shot, couldn't catch it again. When she didn't do that, gets it out to Aoife Donoghue, who tries to go past her marker. Still going forward is Aoife Donoghue, going for a point now as well. Aoife Donoghue high, and Aoife Donoghue sends it out to the left hand side and wide. 3 wides for Galway. It's Galway 1-7. It's Clare 8 points. The rain has gone away from Cusick Park. We had a little bit of sunshine, but I told you we had a couple of flashes of light. lightening it here as well, as that ball is delivered long down towards the Galway centre half back, who is in there is Niamh Hanafy. Now decides to drive this one long inside, it goes towards Eilish O'Reilly, on a lot of ball for Galway today, spins by our marker, still going forward, Eilish O'Reilly off to Niamh McPeak. McPeak now takes a heavy shoulder, the referee is given a free out for what I don't actually know what the free was for. A shoulder to shoulder wasn't probably a free by the clear. He's going to talk to Niamh McPeak now as well for what exactly. Well, sometimes some of these decisions would absolutely really make you wonder what the referee has given a shoulder charge against Niamh McPeak and given her a yellow card. It baffles me. Some of the decisions in Camogie just absolutely baffle us time after time. And Clare get a free out when Galway probably may have not deserved a free in, but it was certainly ball should have been played on. Anyway, play continues over the far side in the field. Barry Neve from Westmeath, the talking point of many of the situations here today as Clare go forward. A lot of steps being taken by the Clare player, but still going forward. Off it goes to the wing forward wearing 12. Referee saying play on, and now the chance will come for Clare to send it across inside towards the danger zone. Galway defending stoutly in there, and out with it comes Sarah Durbin, not for the first time, particularly in this second half. We saw her get one at the end of the first half, but that's three clearances as well in there. You know, it's her first start back in for Galway after a break. And, you know, she really is showing that she's up for this championship this year.
Yeah, exactly. And Sarah seems to have kind of closed in there into full. Well, she's not lined out in the full back position. She's definitely closed in there to cover. So I think Galway's tactics is indeed to keep, I suppose, a bit of crowd there in front of goal at all times.
Galway lead 178 points. Clare bring on another substitute. Emer Kelly from Truro Clonlara coming in for Zian Spillane. Aoife Cain, number 26, came in at half time for Linda Daly as the free is taken for Galway, dropped out around the middle of the field. Hands goes up for it, pulled first time by the Clare girl, and gets it forward towards the aforementioned substitute Emer Kelly, straight on the ball, and off it goes towards Ola Duggan, who sends it in towards the full forward that spins off the surface and out to the right hand side and wide. Two wides for Clare, three for Galway. Galway 1-7, Clare 8 points. Remember, live commentary coming up from Pearce Stadium later on as well at 7:30. Darren Kelly, Emma Flaherty there for us. Galway taking on Cork as Niamh McPeak tries to work the ball forward. She's forced to go back. Brilliant work there by Niamh O'Dea. And now Clare on the attack, looking for another score. The player free over on the far side of the field is their midfielder. Too much on that, but it might break for Niamh O'Dea. It does. Plays a lovely little ball in, but again it skips past the substitute Emer Kelly. Galway try and come away with it, but that's a 50-50 ball, and this time Niamh McPeak not penalised for that tackle. Again it's up as far as Eilish O'Reilly, being shepherded out towards the sideline, but she does well. And Niamh McPeak in there, referee saying play on, and then he says it's a throw ball. Again, you just have to wonder about some of these decisions. Clare defender had done the hard work, but penalised again by the referee Barry Nee. Galway going to bring on a substitute as well very shortly. Sarah Spellman, to me it looks like, is going to come into the Galway squad as Carrie Dolan. It's a game that's been littered with far too many frees from the off here in Cusick Park in Innes, and given the conditions, you can't blame the players for what's happening out there. Kerry Dolan with a chance to extend Galway's lead after that blistering start to the second half. Inside the opening 2 minutes, Galway hit a goal and a point. As Kerry Dolan strikes this one towards the post, it looks like it has enough, it's gone up and over the bar. Kerry Dolan with another point for Galway from a free. It's her third today, and Galway lead Imelda. The clock telling us 39 minutes gone, and it's 188 points.
Yeah, important score.
Sarah Spellman,
important,
I think,
score there as well,
Galway.
Tommy.
Sarah Spellman, who's coming off? We're going to see who's coming off in the second. Cahill Murray, minus the jacket at the start of the second half. I'm not sure who he's calling off. Calling off Niamh Hanafy, I think. Is he not? Calling off Emma Hellebert, I think that's tactical more so than anything else. If you're carrying a yellow card for most of the game, we're coming into the business end of this championship tie here in Cusick Park, and I think that's a call that Cahill Murray hadn't much choice in making.
Yeah, and in fairness, I suppose Emma did pick up the red card or the yellow card very early on, and the last thing we want here is her picking up a red one.
Clare then on the attack again, send a lovely ball in over the top towards the corner forward on that occasion was Mirren Scanlon from 6 Mile Bridge, but Galway now have to try and work it out. Oh, there's a heavy tackle there on Carrie Dolan, and that will be a free out on this occasion for Galway. Back inside their own, just outside their own 21 metre line, Arnie Kane will be the one to take it.
Yeah, and in fairness, I suppose there was no question about that free. It was very, very high and indeed pulled Carrie Dolan to the ground. We have to say here, Tommy, Clare are putting huge pressure on Galway. They've started off very strong again in the second half and, you know, really, really attacking our full back line under tremendous pressure in there.
Ball into the direction of Ailish O'Reilly. It spins off her hurl in towards Sarah Spellman. First touch for her. Austin's a lovely ball in towards her club mate inside. Siobhan McGrath spins past her marker. Siobhan McGrath now taking on the Clare defence again. Still going forward. The referee's going to give her free here. It's given advantage, but Siobhan McGrath falling on the ground somehow manages to put it up and over the bar. 1-9 for Galway, 8 points for Clare. Siobhan McGrath with that latest point. One goal and 2 points for her now.
Siobhan McGrath picking up that last point literally on her knees, but in fairness to her, great work, great control, and a great score there from Siobhan McGrath.
The only Galway forward that I see on my list that hasn't scored is Ailish O'Reilly, but by God, has she done a lot of work up there as well. The other five have scored, but Clare on the attack here now again. This is dangerous. Every time they run at Galway, there's a player over, still going forward. The chance comes that to me looks like a shot that's going to be blocked in and whipped on up and over the bar. Could easily have been a goal by the full forward on your Loughlin, 1-9 to 9 points, and that's the danger when Clare won at Galway. Galway were caught in all no man's land there for a moment, but in the end it was whipped on first time, but went over the bar instead of under the bar, and on your Loughlin gets her second point for Clare. Dangerous there, as you said, Imelda. It really is Clare, when they go on the attack, they are dangerous.
Orla Duggan there from Clare has really been a thorn in the side in this second half for Galway. Every ball she gets, she's tearing through the Galway defence, so I suppose she is a player that Galway need to pick up.
Galway overturned on the far side now by the corner forward over there, Lorna McMahon. Gervla Higgins puts her body over the slit there on the far side to try and protect Clare from bringing it forward. Sarah Dervin gets a hand pass away to Sabina Rabbit, who goes on a solo run close to the sideline on the far side of the field, still going, needs to try and get it forward, but she's put under brilliant pressure there by the Clare defence, and that's overturned by Clare. Sabina Rabbit just got caught in two minds of whether to drive it or carry it further. Galway need to try and put up their hand for this one. Arnie Kane is the one that does, gets it to the middle towards Carrie Dolan. Galway now trying to work it forward here. They lead by 3-1-9 to 9 points. Galway give it off now. Opportunity here now for Niamh McPeak. Pop passes on in towards Carrie Dolan, but it's overhit. The shot was on for the point, but Niamh McPeak tried to get the extra pass in, and it allows Clare to come forward now and get a good ball away on the far side of the field. Dervla Higgins trying to stand up Orla Duggan. She tormented the Galway defence today, ran at them the last time when that goal chance nearly came. The referee said it's over carrying on the far side of the field, and Galway get away with another one. Orla Duggan has been really threatening when she's come on. It's trying to look at Cathal Murray down to her left hand side. There's a lot of talking going on in the Galway bench down in front of us, Imelda, as well, you know. Another substitution for Clare as we speak. Amy Keating from Aina Kinlamona comes in as well, as off goes Mern Scanlon, I think, for the Clare side. So, you know, Clare are dangerous when they run at Galway, but, you know, Galway going to have to, I suppose, you know, there's a good leader in there in Sarah Dervin, and she has been leading in there for most of the second half.
Absolutely. Sarah has the experience, of course, behind her as well, and, you know, hopefully she can get things to settle down. But again, just to mention Clare, you know, they really have come here in force today, and even the level of intensity has even upped, I suppose, more from the first half in the second half. It's within their grasp, I suppose, Tommy, the winning of this game, and they're going hell for leather for it.
Sabina Rabbit did well to catch that long-range delivery over there, but holds on to the ball, and Clare get the free out. It's a three-point ball game here. Galway 1-9, Clare 9 points. Sean Park, McDermott, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, throw-in for Galway versus Armagh. Jonathan Higgins, Barry Cunlan on duty for Galway BFM. And in just over an hour and a half, we'll be live from Pearse Stadium for the TG Carr All-Ireland Senior Championship tie between Galway and Cork, as Galway open up their championship for 2023. This is Galway's second championship game in the Camogie. It's a sideline ball over on the far side of the field. That's Galway to go back and try and win there through Arna Kane, who gives it to Sarah Spellman. Sarah Spellman with the pop pass. The advantage was being played, but nice little ball up along the wing. Galway do well to hold on to it. Pass inside now towards Aoife Keane. There's only one goal with forward inside. Siobhan McGrath bats it down in front of herself. Tries to go down over it. Brilliant work again by Siobhan McGrath. She was surrounded by two Clare defenders. She had the cuteness and awareness just to tap it out in front of herself. When she went to go down over it, then the Clare defender leading it on her, over her back, and Galway get a free inside the 45.
Yeah, in fairness to Siobhan, you know, I suppose she has great control, and again, a girl with loads of experience, you know, and well able, I suppose, for the intensity of this game.
15 and a half minutes are gone on the clock now in the second half. Galway currently lead by 19 to 9 points, but Kerry Dolan has an opportunity for point number four. Strikes it high. The umpire will go with a white flag. Galway go to 110. Clare 9 points, and Kerry Dolan has made light of that free just straight in front of the post, and just coming up on 16 minutes gone in the second half. Galway lead by 4, 110 to 9. Clare take the puck out short. Galway just leaving one player inside, allowing Clare to take a short puck out and work that ball up towards the 45 metre line down to our right hand side. Good work by Galway to try and get a hand in there. It's close to the sideline. It's good work by Niamh O'Dea, and Niamh O'Dea is fouled. If I don't know, standing in front of the much taller player from Kilmaley, the joint captain of the Banner, and it'll be free and an opportunity for Lorna McNamara to come out and take this one. 6 points we have accredited with so far in this game out of Clare's tally of 9. As the evening has brightened up somewhat here in Cusack Park in Innes. Not a very pretty first half of weather. The sides were deadlocked at 6 points apiece, but that early goal in the second half gave a little bit of a gap to Galway. But this could be reduced down to a 3-point ball game again. That's a superb strike from here, all the way from long distance, up and over the bar. 7 points now for the corner forward from Fíochil Killanina, Lorna McNamara. And it's back to a 3-point ball game. 47 minutes gone. 110 for Galway. 10 points for referee. Has spotted an infringement in there as well. A late tackle on the Galway cornerback and captain from Ardrahan, Sean O'Healy. And that will be a free out for Galway when play will resume. Niamh Hanafy from More and More Mary standing over this one. Dervla Higgins there too from the Athenry Club, and Dervla is the one entrusted with this free as we hit the 18th minute mark. So just over 12 minutes of normal time to go. We had 1 minute of added on time at the end of the first half as Galway go in search of another attack now. Ball delivered in long, batted out brilliantly there by the Clare defence. Aoife Dunne trying to get onto it for Galway. Lost the stick momentarily, but there's space over this side of the field now. Dervla Higgins has to come and try and stop the Clare corner forward, who skips by the Athenry girl, still going forward, sends a lovely cross field ball up to go for it. It could break here. Aoife Keane first to it for Galway to get it away, and the race is on for secondary possession, and Aoife Keane does brilliantly for Galway to win it. Just not just the first time, but the second time as well. Long ball now in over the top in the direction of Ailish O'Reilly and Siobhan McGrath. But it's 3-on-2 back there on the full back line. But Ailish O'Reilly puts the body on the line but gives away the free. And the free out, Clare want to make another substitution. Alana Ryan from Kilkishan going to come in when the referee, it looks like Rachel Hanafy, has picked up a knee injury as well. And any time, I suppose, Imelda, that you see a girl going down in an evening like this evening, you know, holding the knee or holding the ankle, you get a little bit worried.
Yeah, and in fairness to her, she has been limping there for the last few minutes, so she, I think she picked it up further down the field, actually, and just now I'd say we'll see Rachel having to come off.
Yeah. A lot of deep heat spray, or one of those anyway, that's out there is a cloud of mist. Comes over the head of Rachel Hanafy. Most of it gone to the knee area. She hobbles away there. Play will resume with a free for Clare on their own 45 metre line with 19 and a half minutes gone in the second half here in Cusack Park, where the weather thankfully has improved immensely since the half time break. Ball down on top of Niamh Hanafy again for Galway, working it brilliantly. She has support outside her. She's still going a solo run. Galway now running at Clare here in the second half. The pass is off towards Niamh McPeak. tries to get the ball away, but again Galway run into a little bit of a cul-de-sac as the ball comes across towards Sarah Spellman. Thought about having the shot, drops the ball in towards the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper easily, Jaron Murphy, takes that. That shot was probably a rushed effort, as Dervla Higgins is here again for Galway, and Aoife Donoghue now flicks the ball forward in front of her. Aoife Donoghue, scorer of a couple of points for Galway today, turns back outside, looks to a crossfield ball taken off the hand of Niamh Hanafy there by Sabina Rabbit. Sabina now going on a solo run, turning back inside, going to go for a score. She got the first scored again, Sabina Rabbit high, and Sabina Rabbit gets the point for Galway, 1-11-10. Sabina Rabbit with her second point, took that ball initially, was kind of destined, I think, Imelda, for Niamh Hanafy, but you know, she scored a goal that way too in Croke Park, yeah, when she intercepted a pass. But a good score by Galway as Shannon Corcoran comes into the action.
In fairness to Aoife, you know, she did a lot of hard work there. Great vision. She did, as you say, I think, picked out Niamh Hanafy. But in fairness to Sabina, Sabina came in and made no mistake. Had a good look at where the posts were. And I suppose you'd have to say, Tommy, it was a vital score for Galway.
Vital score. It's 1-11 for Galway. 10 points for the home side, Clare. Ailish O'Reilly gets a round of applause as she comes off. Shannon Corcoran is in there on the full forward line for Galway now, joining her Sarsfields clubmate, Siobhan McGrath. The ball breaks in the middle of the field. Anya Kane again picks it up for Galway, and Galway's half-back line have really been busy and on top in the second half. Lovely ball out now towards Siobhan McGrath, who looks a little bit injured there, maybe going for that ball. Lovely pop pass inside now to Sarah Spellman. Sarah looking for a point for Galway. The substitute high and over the bar by Sarah Spellman. Galway get a run of scores together to go 5 ahead. Excellent work by Sarah Spellman. Good work initially by Siobhan McGrath. Now the clock tells us we have 22 minutes nearly gone here. That's a crucial score or two for Galway.
Yeah, and again, I suppose Siobhan McGrath very much on form there. You know, great control and, again, I suppose great vision. And you have to say that in fairness, Tommy, you know, that they are working so hard here and they're picking each other out. But again, I suppose Clare is putting such pressure on Galway.
Again, it's picked up by Dervla Higgins. How good has she been today? Certainly being the reckoning for player of the match as well when that's selected towards the end of this game. Many good performances by Galway today, but they'll have to be good right till the end of this game. Dervla Higgins in there again, putting the body on the line, but it's broke kindly for Clare now, who drive forward, player over inside, and this could be a goal chance for Clare if they use it. Stood up by Sarah Durbin, referee says play on. Anya O'Loughlin going forward, the referee had his hand up for a moment. I thought he was going to give advantage, but coming out with it is Niamh Hanafy again for Galway, not just clearing it but getting it out as far as Carey Dolan. That's excellent work in defence by Niamh Hanafy. Pop pass off to Rachel Hanafy, needs to offload it, try and get it away. The pass is not great, but it might work out for Carey Dolan, who's put under all sorts of pressure. Referee says play on, and Niamh McPeak, the corner forward, playing well back for Galway. Ball breaks, Sarah Spellman onto it. How busy has she been since her introduction? Off to Aoife Donoghue. Donoghue now moving forward, gets a lovely pass in over the top towards Siobhan McGrath and Shannon Corcoran, the two Sarsfields players together trying to combine to gather possession. Shannon Corcoran, the younger of the two. Siobhan McGrath on the ground, and it's Clare that can come away with it. Clare now moving it forward. The clock will tell us if we look down to our left hand side. 6.5 minutes to go. It's far from over here. 1-12-10. Lovely delivery inside, as the referee says no foul there. The Clare player doing well to get past two Galway players and win the free, and this will be an opportunity for Clare now to reduce the deficit. They want to bring in Leisha Ryan as well from Aina Kilnamona, and the linesman down in front of us will do that in a couple of moments. But you know, Galway sending the ball into a two player full forward line, there's a lot of work being done in there by the two girls that are in there now, but Clare seem to have an extra player in there all the time, Imelda.
Yeah, I think Clare have copped on to what Galway are doing, and in fairness there's a lot of ground for them two girls to cover, and as he said over and over again, their passes have to be direct into those girls if they're going to win the pass.
24 minutes gone as Clare dropped this ball dangerously in around the house, flicked on there, got a touch, it was pulled on by the full forward Arnie O'Loughlin. The umpire to the right of the goal was adamant that it got a touch from a Galway hurl, and so it'll result in a 45 for Clare, and McNamara will probably have the opportunity this time for a more central position to put the ball over the bar and bring it back to a 4-point ball game.
I suppose this will be well within her scoring range as well. Lorna McNamara, you know, she scored an awful lot here for Clare, and I can't really see her missing this score either.
She scored 7 points to this point. Can I make that 8? You can make it 8. She's gone up and over the bar, 112-11. And she really has kept Clare to the fore in this contest with her own personal tally of 8 points. We've got 5 minutes of normal time to go here. We're a 4-point ball game. 1 goal and 12 points for Galway. 11 points for Clare. Galway with the puck out to come from goalkeeper Fiona Ryan from Ballinderrien. Goes this side of the field. Up to go for it towards Sarah Spellman. Does well. And immediately drives it over the far side of the field towards Shannon Corcoran. Ciara Grogan is over there for Clare. She's been very good today for the home side and very tough and reads the play very well. As that ball has gone forward, the referee is going to call over the Galway player, I think, for a tackle there, as the Clare player jumped into the tackle. Sarah Spellman pleads her innocent, but there's going to be a card there for the Galway player as well, and it'll be a free in the middle of the field for Cork, or for Clare should I say. Cork already played today, beat them comprehensively. And we have a stoppage in play here now with the clock ticks towards 26 minutes. 4 to go plus additional time. As we look out and wait for play to resume. But it'll be a couple of moments before that play resumes, because we do have an injury to a Clare player in the TG Cahir All-Ireland Football Championship. Kerry Lee Dublin in their group 3, round 1 clash, 2-8 to 1-6. Galway Cork coming up, as we told you, later on at 7:30 from Pier Stadium. Down are leading Cavan in the Tailteann Cup as well as we speak. Plenty of sport on this weekend. Galway tomorrow against Armagh, 4 o'clock in Carrigan Shannon. It's all about Galway and Clare here for the next few minutes here, as we await play to continue. The injured party is Orla Duggan for Clare. It's easily been a minute has passed by there. Cathal Murray has a word with Cora Staunton what they want to do here in the final few minutes to try and protect what they have. What they have is a 4-point advantage, as that ball is being brought right to the middle of the field by Clare Herr on the instruction of the linesman down in front of us. So here we'll have this long range opportunity for the Banner County. Strikes it in towards the big full forward inside. Comes off the hand of a Clare player. Coming out to try and gather it is Aoife Donoghue, but again it's picked up or touched away initially by Dervla Higgins. But now Clare work it back. Should be a score here for Clare. In it goes towards the centre half forward. It's gone up and over the bar. We're back to a 1-point ball game. 112 to 12 points. Niamh O'Dea and Galway unfortunate not to get away with it there, but Clare are within one puck of the ball. As the shouts of Clare go up around Joseph Park and Ennis. Ball sent up the side of the field. Lee McPeak in a race for possession. Ball gone out towards the sideline. Kept in play. As a Clare now feed. It's come off a Clare player. It's going to be a sideline ball for Galway. 1 goal and 12 points for Galway. 12 points for Clare. 2 minutes plus additional time to go here in the second half. And we're dreaming, drowned it out here, Imelda. I can't even hear what you're saying, but I guess you're just saying, God, we need a score now, maybe just to, you know, put this one to bed if
they
can.
Yeah, and I suppose you can hear in the background the excitement, the tension is riding. Clare are within their grasp of this, and the pressure is really on Galway, so we need a score.
And that score didn't come there. Siobhan McGrath had the opportunity. Clare trying to gather possession. The referee has seen a touch on the ground, and Galway get a very, very lucky free in my book. But it will be a free for a touch on the ground by the Clare player. I thought the chance had gone a big one for Galway. Galway want to bring in number 17, Siobhan Gardner, as well. And this will happen after the free from Kerry Dolan.
Yeah, and I suppose this is a vital free for Kerry. You know, it's well within her range, but, you know, the pressure is on Kerry. If she can score this, at least it'll give us another bit of breathing space here, Tommy. And I tell you, we could do with a bit of breathing space.
We could, yeah, because it's only a puck of a ball between the sides as Kerry Dolan stands over this. 4 points for Kerry Dolan so far in the game. This could be the most crucial of them all in this championship encounter here. As she stands over this one, strikes it, makes no mistake. 113 to 12 points. And Kerry Dolan has got what I can describe as a very, very crucial score for Galway. It's her point number 5 for her. And we're in the 30th minute here. And Galway lead 113 to 12. But we will have additional time to be added on. The referee's going to allow a substitution to come in. We're going to bring in number 17 Siobhan Gardner and number 20 Jennifer Hughes from Cairn Moore. We'll tell you who's going off in a couple of moments. Anne Kearney is down there, she's the paperwork done. Colin Murray having a quick word with Jennifer Hughes. Aoife Donoghue looks like one that's been withdrawn for Galway. She's allowed in. I didn't see who came off for Siobhan Gardner. And it's Carrie Dolan that comes off as well. So Galway probably looking well to hold what they have now at this stage in additional time.
Yeah, and in fairness, both those girls have a lot of work done and a lot of ground covered. You know, and I suppose it is all about protecting your players as well.
Player protection as Clare now go on the attack over on the far side, looking probably for a goal now at this stage and maybe force a draw. And now they have it through Niamh O'Dea driving forward, and the Galway defence opens up. Ball goes forward, and there's a 50-50 ball. The referee's going to give a free in. To me, it's very similar to what happened up the other side. Niamh Hanafy saying the exact same to the referee, Barry Nee of Westmeath. But he's going to give a free in the 21 metre line, a little bit to the right of the post. Niamh O'Dea looks a bit rattled after that. We're in the first minute of added on time, but Clare now have an opportunity. And do they go for goal, or to take the point and hope that they get another opportunity? Gervla Higgins been spoken to by the referee. Galway already with three yellow cards in this game, and another yellow card for use of the shoulder. And the helmet is currently off Niamh O'Dea. She's protesting with the referee as well as to what happened to her. But standing over the ball is Lorna McNamara, and the word has probably come in from the Clare bench: take the point, try and get another attack. We're a minute and a half nearly into the added on time. Galway players have been told, get back in the line or get out, as McNamara now stands on the 21 metre line. Galway have five on the line. Does McNamara go for goal here? I hope that Clare can get another, as McNamara drives it high up and over the bar for her ninth point of the game to put it back to a 3 point ball game, 113 to 13 points, as McNamara sails that one high over the post. We're in the second minute of added on time, and Clare brought it back to a 3 point ball game. Fiona Ryan will get the instruction to go long here, you'd imagine. Long she goes up around the middle, might break inside towards Jennifer Hughes, who gets a flick on it. Clare are there in numbers as well. Ball going to ground. Clare have it with their corner back, trying to come out with it. Niamh Hanafy picks it up again for Galway, not for the first time today. And again, she getting a free against her for Bargin. Well, we've seen some decisions in this game. That's another one of them. But maybe she did, maybe she didn't. Clare get the advantage, and the free will come from Clare. Long range from centre back Clare here, in around the house. Ball breaks, out it comes. Clare trying to get onto it. Galway there in numbers as well. It's a 3 point ball game. Captain Shauna Healy gets it. The clearance is away over on the far side of the field. It won't go dead. It'll come into the hands of Clare here, who's only going to launch this to one place. That's into full forward. Dangerous ball, touched in there. Anya O'Loughlin, the full forward, trying to get onto it. She has it very close to the end line, gets it across. Clare looking for the goal that would then send this game all level. Now it comes back. Ball breaks, however, picked up by Anya Kane, trying to get away from her marker. Sends it down the field, out over the sideline. Is it on the far side? It is. And all eyes are on the referee. I didn't see how much time is to be added on in this. I don't know if they showed, but I can tell you we're playing 3.5. How much more time? To be another chance for Clare, as he gets Clare get the ball forward now, looking for the equalising goal as the ball breaks. But it's Niamh Hanafy that comes away with it again for Galway today. She's done untold work. It's got on so much ball for Galway. Siobhan McGrath, the referee, blows the full time whistle. The game is all over. Galway have prevailed in the end by the puck of a ball here in Cusick Park in Innes. That goal by Siobhan McGrath 2 minutes into the second half, proving to be the difference between the sides in the end. There's been some great performances by Galway, some excellent performances by the home side Clare here as well, as the pitch is invaded by young players. But in the end, Galway come to Innes, get away with the victory by 3 points, move on to the next round in 2 weeks' time, where they go this time on a long journey to Down to take on Down in round three. But your thoughts overall, Imelda, on this Galway just getting over the line in the end?
Just getting over the line, but I suppose getting over the line is good enough for Galway. And in fairness, it's game finished there, I suppose, with all the Galway team on the home or on the defence side of the half on the halfway mark. It just shows you the pressure they were under. Cahal was calling them all back. The last thing he wanted indeed was a goal to go in. And Clare, we have to hand it some, pushed very hard in the second half, all through the second half for a goal. Thought it might come their way, I'd say, with the pressure they were putting on. But in fairness to Galway, I think if they, you know, they kept their cool when it was needed. They worked hard together. And, you know, the scores came, and without a doubt of a doubt, Siobhan McGrath's goal, I suppose, did really pull us out of the fire, Tommy.
I suppose then we get an opportunity to look through that Galway performance. Some great performances in defence. Roisin Black, Dervla Higgins, Sarah Durbin, Arnie Kane, Shauna Healy, you name them all. Emma Halliburtt, while she was on the pitch for Galway as well, picked up an early yellow card. Aoife in midfield, and five of the Galway forwards scored then, along with some of the substitutes, and Aoife. Ailish O'Reilly might have scored, but put in a Trojan shift here in Cusick Park and Innes. But I suppose to try and pick a player of the match is not easy today either.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, they've all played very well. And we did note Dervla Higgins, as you said, on you came very strong as well. They all played very well. But I think a girl who covered, I suppose, every blade of grass here today, Niamh Hennessy, you know, she lined out a wing forward. She moved down. We've seen her time and time again coming out of defence with the ball, and yet we've seen her up in the attack again, taking the pass from the players that was on the run in. So Niamh Hennessy, without a shadow of a doubt, player of the match.
Niamh Hennessy, the Galway BFM player of the match here in Cusick Park and Innes. Galway went in at half time level at 6 points apiece with Clare, but ultimately the opening 2 minutes of the second half, the point by Aoife Donoghue and the goal by Siobhan McGrath gave Galway a little bit of a leeway that they held on to until the very end. Despite a late comeback by Clare, Galway's defence stood strong in the end. My sincere thanks once again to Imelda Hobbins on co-commentary here in Cusick Park and Innes for the Glendinplex All-Ireland Camogie Championship tie. Galway have recorded back-to-back victories in the championship. We'll wait 2 weeks' time to the 1st of July where Galway will travel to take on Down. Sincere thanks to Doc and John back at base as well for getting us up and running here in Cusick Park and Innes. But it's all over here, Doc. A win for Galway. Galway, one goal and 13 points. Clare, 13 points.
Live Camogie match updates in association with Duane's Daybreak Food Store, Kiltala, Athenry. Shop local at Duane's Kiltala for all your grocery and hardware needs.